Pickaxe.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Yeah,
I feel like
that's one intro.
Those are the kind of lyrics we would come up with.
Yeah, it certainly is. Thank you, Dan Pellucci Cope. Sorry if I pronounced that wrong for that wonderful Fingo. Fingo.
You can call them Fingos if you want, mate.
Fingos. Call them Fingos today.
Yeah.
For episode 88 of the Hat Chat podcast with your precious hosts, your feeble, fragile hosts.
I think we're all feeling a little bit fragile today. Sorry. Go. Ross Hornby is what you were going to say.
Ross Hornby. Yeah.
And Alex Smith.
I'm Ross Hornby, yes. That's right.
Yeah, you're Ross Hornby. Mm-hmm. Welcome. We did a big shoot yesterday, which was quite fun. You'll see that soon if you're interested in our YouTube channel, of course. Mm-hmm. That was quite fun. And took a whole day.
A lot
of traveling.
Yeah,
as well. Unnecessary travel.
A lengthy one.
For bits and pieces. But yeah, should be fun. Warehouse hijinks. Mm-hmm. But yeah, today, welcome. As per usual, we kick things off with our Patreon-chosen hypothetical of the week. Thank you very much to our Patreon supporters.
Thanks,
on patreon.com/hatfilms. Quite a lot of you nowadays. Much appreciated. Thank you.
Thanks,
you
guys.
All get credit at the end of the video that gets put up on YouTube, as well as taking part in the poll.
Indeed.
Wow. Very exciting.
The more of you there are, the harder it is going to find your name. It's going to whiz up so quickly. So
yeah.
We're hoping it's going to turn into a blur by the end of the year.
True. But if our fingles sent to hat-films.com are longer at the end, then of course they would be slower.
Of course.
So there you go. Anyway, Alex Smith, what is the patron-chosen question hypothetical of the week?
I like the way this is worded because it really does replicate how I feel about the sad existence of the teaching profession right now. What would you teach if you had no choice but to teach?
You have to teach.
The gun to your head.
To.
No disrespect to teachers, but I fully appreciate in the UK at least how hard a job that is and how much I probably wouldn't want to do it because of how difficult that job is. Same with nursing.
Do you mean in terms of dealing with students in general?
All sorts of things.
I guess it depends on the age, right?
Yeah, I mean students as well, but also just, you know, pay, the career, the future. Like, I mean, I don't know, it just seems like a chaotic and stressful job.
Yeah.
I would teach, I think, science would be.
And what age group do you think you'd go for?
Pure science or
probably secondary school science. I think that would be what I would be drawn to. I don't really engage with little kids very well. I just don't think that we have the things that make either of us happy, if you know what I mean. Like, I don't go like, no, they're so cute.
I can't make you happy.
Yeah,
you can't make me happy.
Exactly.
So go play with those toys in the sand.
Yeah,
it's just
you fucking
work,
idiots.
Guys.
Yeah,
I'll be back in an hour. I'm playing some games or something.
Yeah. So no, secondary school science. I think it'd be fun. I enjoyed my science lessons back in the day. It was interesting, okay. And I think I would
get
quite
the Bunsen
enjoy
burners out.
Telling kids to, you know, I'd want to be a. Like, you remember Mr. Swan from our, he had a mustache.
Drama. Oh, the science.
He wasn't saying he was English. Or he taught me English. I mean, they teach him whatever. But I liked his style of teaching, like firm but fair, like a Ron Swanson of science teaching.
Okay.
Would you swear at the kids?
Would I swear at the kids? No, because it'd probably get you fired.
Yeah, almost professional look, is it? But you would want to tell them to fuck off.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
There's always going to be one that's like trying to set someone else on fire with a Bunsen burner, or trying to use some sort of chemical process to melt the table, or that kind of thing. Or they like dissected a frog, now they're showing it to the squeamish person in the class, the eyeballs and stuff.
I don't think they do dissections anymore. Not of frogs, anyway.
Would you bring them back?
No.
I don't think I didn't do a dissection at school. Did you?
Did you not?
No, I didn't either.
I think they did have dissection lessons. I'm not sure whether that was just for specific classes, but none of my science lessons had that kind of in-depth.
We watched the teacher do dissections.
Oh, okay.
I think that maybe would have happened with like a heart, perhaps.
They had some hearts in a freezer. Yeah. I remember that.
What about you guys? What would you teach? Yeah.
It's interesting because, so in terms of this question, is it something you already know of, or something you would just be interested in also learning about yourself and then teaching it? Because obviously, like,
you
in terms of
textbook,
where you are with your science right now, do you feel that you could teach it?
Well, no, but I mean, like,
you get given a course.
You would have to do teacher training, and yeah, you'd have to learn the curriculum and all that sort of stuff. But I think I would engage with the subject matter quite a lot, you know, and I think I could learn some things myself. You know, my basics, my fundamentals could definitely be improved. So what are you thinking?
I think I would probably go uni level, only because, again, yeah, like, I don't know, talking to kids sounds like a pain in the ass. And I remember secondary school, like, there's always some people fucking around, not listening. And half the lesson is spent just literally dealing with that. Well, it was for my school. Maybe it was just shit. I don't know. But uni, at least people are there because they want to be there for the most part. They're paying through the nose to be there. So some people do take it more seriously. Some people, obviously, sure, will still be there just for a fuck around. And we've experienced that as well in first year. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I feel like I would probably do something more practical and probably something that I know now, like in terms of like filmography, I guess, or like kind of not filmography. That's not the word. Cinematography is what I'm thinking of.
Mm-hmm. Videography.
Or like kind of just videography in general. Yeah, just filming or like something a bit more practical.
And if you couldn't teach at uni, because I didn't actually think of
that. If I couldn't teach at uni, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, one of the basic ones.
I was like secondary nursery, I'd take as well, if you want to teach like little kids.
Okay, yeah. Just do some arts and crafts.
Essentially just making sure they don't die.
I feel like college
and you'll keep looking after them.
Yeah, college and uni is like a different set of skills to teaching like versus the other ones.
I don't know, probably
11 to 16s.
I don't know, English literature or something. I did all right in that. And I remember that was quite engaging for me at the time. So I feel like I could teach that. I was interested in that. I was interested in science, but I just feel like I never really locked in.
Engaged
with it. So I don't feel like I could teach it. And the teachers were always walked over. There's always some knobhead in my class who was always just ruining it for the rest of us. It was just, I don't have a great experience to want to do that. But English literature, I remember, was fine. Yeah, it was pretty interesting. I didn't really enjoy the poetry elements.
I enjoyed that element of it.
I was a bit like, analyzing these was a bit of a bore. But there were some really engaging ones that were actually quite interesting. Mm. But yeah, I don't know what else I would probably jump into. Not into PE that much. Although I did take PE.
It's
like one of my chosen, which I don't know why.
I didn't know why I took that.
I took food tech
person.
As well, which was actually quite useful.
Food tech, definitely. Yeah. You could learn to cook. It's quite useful.
The only reason I chose food tech originally was because my brother had already done it, so I was kind of like, I can get advice from him and stuff, and that was actually quite helpful. So
makes sense.
I just didn't really feel like I kind of would have wanted to take woodwork. Now, if I was going to redo it, that would be really cool.
I would have gone back.
I sucked at it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree. That'd be a really useful thing to have to like understand much more like how to construct things and how to work with things. I took electronics because I was like,
that's useful as well.
Nerdy-ish. And I was like, it was like a new course as well. Yeah, but I really ended up finding it really boring. Like, we learned the basics of stuff, and then it was basically just like, make a clock, and so we just had to like make a digital clock, and it was just boring as hell, and I pretty much failed that whole class. So I think if I had to
you shouldn't teach it
had to choose another like design technology to take, as we called it, I'd go for cooking, definitely.
Yeah, it was really good. And also what was good about it was the food you had afterwards, you could just have at lunch or whatever. And just I also made cookies a lot, just because it was really quick to make them as well. So I was like, oh, in the downtime, you would just make up a little cookie mix and just make some cookies on the side.
Cookies.
So I would also have those, and that's, yeah.
Fun.
That was fun.
What about you, Trot? What would you teach?
I thought it was obvious. Sex education.
Nice. That was so poorly done at my school. My God.
I teach it right.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Guys. I'm just going to get on the desk here, and I've brought an assistant in.
Oh, my.
So here we go.
Oh, my God. You're just going to show them. Right. We're going to get nitty gritty. We're going to go down.
Diagrams only show you a little bit. I'm going to show you the whole thing.
It's time to see it in action. No, for real. I don't know. Camera phones out. Film it. Fuck it. You'll learn from it.
Seriously, I don't know what I genuinely do because I think I'd just get annoyed at the students for not knowing quickly enough or anything. Because I'm pretty good at like teaching people, but then I'm like, I'm on the edge of my seat, like, get it. Just understand what I'm saying. Understand what? No, you're clicking wrong. You're doing the wrong thing. Yeah. You're an idiot. Mm-hmm. Exclusion room. I think it would just, I'd boil on the inside at anything.
I think you're quite good at teaching. I remember when we did the Handle with Care stuff and you did those tutorials. Obviously, it's a different situation when you're just, reading it out. And
oh, yeah.
But God, in terms of explaining through kind of the technical side of, like, I don't know, After Effects, for example, stuff like that is complex. And I think you were quite good at explaining that well. So I would say
that's more a passive experience, though.
Sure.
I'd make a video that I don't see the results of the students learning it or failing to learn it. I think that would be fine. So maybe it would be like a Wizard of Oz scenario where I'm behind a curtain I can't be interacted with, but I just give the lesson of the day and let them have at it. If we can change the education system to suit that.
Yeah.
So I don't have to deal with obnoxious kids.
Yeah. Well, I guess like age group ones. Is different there. That's the key thing, really. Because again, if you were teaching that at uni or something, more people would understand and at least be on a similar page to you. Because I think, that was something that I would probably say.
Early IT, I couldn't do that in secondary school.
No.
My God. Kids would just be on Google all the time and just be...
Well, we didn't really have it.
Checking all the
screens.
It
was so, like, shit, basic. Wasn't it? Yeah, it's like, right now we're going to make you create... What were they do? Make us do things like, create a PowerPoint presentation about this or, like, use this Office tool for this. And it's just like... dry as fuck and like they're clearly just schooling you to become the office worker of the next generation as well, so for the people that didn't really matter to, it was just again a waste of time. It was always really hot and stale because of all the computers.
They had like a shitty aircon in the corner.
Was so thrown together as well in our school. Like we had our PE teacher teaching us IT.
Oh really?
And he didn't really know what was going on with computers. He was just reading from a course book or whatever. It's like, all right, so everyone needs to create a username
and
a password.
Totally.
It's interesting because I was thinking about this the other day, how much we probably would benefit from actually like learning coding and stuff like that. But I guess at the stage computers were at, or the internet was at, we were just learning how to use the things first.
Yeah.
And then nowadays, I think it's even in primary school where they're learning coding kind of straight away, which is such a good asset.
Much
to kind
earlier.
Of know about now.
It's good.
Knowing the ins and outs of how to use your computer properly as well. I didn't think of that at all.
At college level, and it was so dry and boring.
Yeah.
It was like, oh my God, it was just obnoxiously super boring. And it was just like, okay, we're going to create a user interface and we're going to go through the coding of like how to establish like classes. And it's all just like really textbook, like boring math classes.
Yeah.
But computing, it's like, okay, we're going to make a tooltip which has okay and cancel on it. It's like, ah, oh, God. Can we make a game or something? God, or at least something that bounces around the screen, interestingly. But yeah, I guess it's entirely dependent on the teacher. So we need to make the right choices here. Otherwise, we're going to be those guys that doesn't enjoy what they're teaching.
There's one thing that I think I really wish I would have paid attention to. Not that I would want to teach it, but history. Because, I mean, I feel like history was poorly taught at my school. Like, as in, it wasn't interesting when it really is. It genuinely is interesting. I mean, obviously, maybe that's just because I've grown up a little bit.
It might
bit.
Be an age thing as well.
Yeah, and obviously, at the time, you know, your hormones are all over the place. You're kind of thinking about completely different things when, you know, the teacher's just talking about quite dull subjects that are of a time that, you know, you can't really picture very well. But I feel like it'd be really interesting. If you can get a really good, engaging history teacher, it could be really good. Because
I want a teacher that comes in like a medieval outfit. It's like, today we're learning about knights.
Yeah, come in role play, full role play gear and everything, like LARPing gear, and just like, let's educate. Be that knights. Kooky teacher.
Smith would hate that.
Now I loved history as well. I had a good teacher, and I did double humanities at school, so I did both history and geography, and really good. And I felt that the book we had was really good as well. We had like a really decent textbook that had. So we did the Weimar Republic, which was like essentially Germany's governing body in the lead up to like World War II, and like why it happened, essentially, like how impoverished Weimar Germany was becoming. They had inflation, and like why the sentiment and all that made them feel as though they'd been like hard done by, or, you know, there's lots and lots and lots of issues there, but really interesting, and I thought really relevant, because it told you about what caused our most recent world war, and you could learn about that and remember those things and apply them. We also did the invention of penicillin, I think, was really, really cool.
Discovered by accident, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Like they were looking
you
for
think
certain
be in science, but I guess it is history as well.
Yeah,
it's sort of a mixture, isn't it? Really, yeah.
And then we also did the Industrial Revolution, which again, very useful to know about, understand why, like, you know, how a country goes through various forms of mechanized or, you know, manufacturing like changes, and how that can change the lives of people in the country. I really enjoyed it. I
had a shit show of a class, so I didn't learn anything. Had a non-engaged class full of the miscreants. I had such a bad form for that, and they just hated our history teacher and locked her in a cupboard and made her cry.
The old locking in the cupboard tactic.
Even if the teacher was good, she didn't have a chance to teach us, and those that sat there quietly waiting to learn were ruined by those kids, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's surprising how much that actually does make an impact in your education. And at the time, obviously, you don't really give a shit because, you're kind of like, oh, well, fuck it, okay, I'll just fuck around and chat for a bit. But it would be
afterwards
nice to
you realize it's a crabs in the barrel scenario for all of us, and we're thrown into the state school system of England, and you pray to God that the one you go to isn't too rough, or is got good teachers, or at least teachers that haven't quit yet because of low pay and stress. It's an absolute fucking nightmare.
Yeah. It just means that the teacher was spending more time trying to like sort them out than kind of trying to make it clearer for you to understand, and therefore you just I would just be like, well, okay, I'll just give up then, I just don't really know what I'm doing. And then that would affect me, which kind of sucks. But now I'm well into history stuff, and try and watch as many documentaries as possible, learn a bit more. Which is good, but I don't know if I would teach it again. Like you say, I think those classes seem to be targeted as them, and geography classes are always seem to be targeted as the classes. Ones where people just chat shit and fuck
and language as well.
After I started doing geography, after I chose geography, so I had a really good geography teacher, and we had like a normal class, and it was really good, and like it was all going great. And then the last 2 years where you choose like your GCSEs, they decided to do team teaching. So basically they had too many people they had to teach geography to. They didn't have enough rooms apart from this one massive geography room, and then they got all three of the geography teachers to teach like 75 kids at once.
God.
And it was hey, guess what, it didn't work. And it was just chaos, and and that really damaged my grade as well. Like I was expected to do like, you know, I got an A, but like I ended up with like a C or something, because it was just like not a B actually, but the problems with dealing with everybody else.
We suck at GeoGuessr.
Now we suck at GeoGuessr because I never did anything to do with maths.
Where's Kent,
and geography.
Guys?
I can tell you tectonic plates.
No, we
plates.
Didn't do maths. It was all like different types of rocks.
Memorize the script of
Where
Twister.
Are they, though?
It was interesting, but it was kind of more like science, wasn't it? When they were talking about like metamorphic rock and things. That was cool, though. I liked that.
It was very science-based.
But I do wish I knew more about like actual geography before, like, because... God, it's taken years, and I still have like a wrong map in my head a lot of the time. Like, where's that and where's that?
It's upside down.
Yeah.
You got the Australian map, that's why.
You see in America, like on like TV shows and stuff, where they do a lot of like practical stuff. You know, they do that volcano thing as well.
What's that?
Yeah.
I feel like they do a lot more practical stuff at school. I'm not sure if that's like just literally on TV shows, whether that it could just be, you know, an isolated thing. But I feel like we didn't do anywhere near as much practical stuff.
They do the World's
stuff.
Fair.
Student fair. Science thing. Fair, you mean?
Science fair. Mm. They recreate that, basically.
Yeah, that's like slightly
different. You have a project and then you display it, which is cool. I think that should be happening more often.
But yeah.
But there you go.
So what did you say you were going to teach?
Sex education.
Sex education, that was it. Okay.
Sex education.
Right, so that's sex education, English literature, and science.
There bitch. Science.
If not sex education, I'll do RE.
Well,
sex education and RE.
You're listing more and more that just seemed like fuck arounds. God. RE was they not taken seriously. Yeah.
RE needed to be integrated into history, in my opinion. As in, like, some of the stuff that you learn in religious studies, which is what that stands for, RE, religious education, or RS, religious studies, some of it's useful for understanding other cultures and for understanding history. Beyond that, I don't know why it needs a whole, like, lesson associated with it. Like, yeah, we understand.
So that I could get my extra A in GCSE.
You got an A? Fucking hell, I got a D in RE.
God, I can't remember. C, I think.
Didn't do well.
Crazy.
Got a D in Spanish, though.
Yeah. You got a D in Spanish. Lol. Nice. I got a C in German, mate.
What did I get in German? I think I got a C as well.
Which, of course, we all know is the letter say.
Oh, God.
What is C in German? Aber, say, C.
Duh.
It was like the first few just sounded like sounds, didn't they?
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, say. Yeah, it is. It is.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
There you go. Cool.
You know what else it is?
Mm-hmm.
It's halfway through the podcast, so it's the perfect time for a cheeky little ad break. So we'll be back in a moment.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season or arc has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you around the table.
And we're back after that moment.
Yeah.
If you obviously were a Patreon supporter, you'd be getting the ad-free version on patreon.com/hatfilms. But this is kind of an ad as well, so I'm kind of wasting your guys' time. So we'll move straight on to, I guess, the second hypothetical if you want to.
Go for it. Smash it.
All right. So every day, 12 new things arrive in your house, all of which begin with the same letter that you choose. What letter would it be?
E, a dozen eggs every day.
You don't get to choose what it is.
Just eggs.
It's 12 eggs. The letter E.
Yeah, I'll get through it.
Every day.
Imagine how much money you'd spend on proteins. You wouldn't have to buy any protein.
New things arrive in your house.
I mean, you don't get to choose.
I mean, G would be a good letter, wouldn't it? Because
all right, so we just need to list awkward things that begin with G.
Guns.
Guns.
They turn up in my house. Sure, got a gun now. Next thing.
But they're still illegal, so you've just got you've got a cache of guns.
Nothing saying I can't go and take them down to the police office.
That's true.
And, you know, surrender them.
That's just. But now that's a hassle every day.
Well, is it guns every day?
Well, guns and. More G's.
Gold is what
gold.
I was thinking.
Gold, wow. What, you're going to get gold delivered to you?
Well, I mean, amazing. I hope so, eventually. What else? G, gorillas? Oh, God.
Goo.
Goo.
What's the worst thing?
Just a gorilla guy, right? Give me a letter.
P.
Piss.
Piss.
A piano?
A bucket of piss. A piano.
A piano arrives every day.
Pesticides.
If you could sell a piano every day, you'd be minted.
Yeah, if I could sell gold
every day,
I'd be minted.
Where can you store them?
True.
Would, D for diamonds. You know, I mean, this question is, I don't
dog shit though.
What's the limitation here?
Yeah, what is the limitation?
The fact that you don't know what you're getting, and it's 12 of those things
every
day.
Oh, so it's the same 12. So is it like...
It's, no. It's 12 of a letter.
Things. Yeah.
You choose the letter and it could be anything
right.
that starts with that letter. 12. So what's like the safest letter, basically, I guess is what we're...
Christ. It's just quite... a fucking vocabulary test, isn't it? Like,
Let's see.
In a way.
Try and think of a letter that I can't think of something bad for, Trot. Go.
X.
X. An X-ray machine. Boom. You're getting radiation every fucking day if you use that thing.
Well, yeah, if you turn it on, yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, so you've got a load of X-ray machines just lying things. Around your house?
Well, you can just
it's
sell
It's all xylophones
them.
And X-ray and triple X-rated yeah, DVDs but, like, in it.
I think how much fun you'd have with all those xylophones.
Another 12 arrived.
Great.
Gosh, okay. Another 24
xylophones
out.
And X-rays.
A xenophobic man has turned up at your door.
Oh, no. How could you order one of those?
A xenomorph. The alien.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, they're a real alien, though, well, as per your rules. They're a real yeah. alien you have
Exhibit.
To fight. You're dead. Exhibit himself turns up. He's going to mod your car, and you really don't want him to.
No. Oh, my An car's Xbox. So much heavier.
An Xbox, sure. All right, any other, like...
Let's see. What begins with it? Well, O, maybe. I think oranges. It's like... It's, I'm guessing the crux of this is you need to think of something that's really shit that begins with that letter, and that's probably more likely to arrive. Or something really awkward and, like, huge.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is just a vocabulary test. This yeah. is all... I mean, I... You know, I'm not. I am slagging the question off quite a lot. I don't. How can I get?
Yeah, you're very critical of my hypotheticals.
I know.
It's a real
I'm not
struggle
always.
Every
I'm not
week
always
to find
critical of them. Mm. Sometimes I'm no, like, this is a great one. You know, the teach one. We got loads of mileage out of that. But like this oh, one for did. Me, I'm struggling to see like the crisis point. You know, it's just like
yeah. Other than just being overburdened with items, regardless of what they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
12 every day.
You live
is
in
a lot.
Flat. Like what could? I mean, there's plenty of things that could arrive that would be oversized, too big. That would immediately be a burden. So it would be an annoying thing to have, I think, more
so
than
So what's your letter, Ross? What's your letter?
It's C. Cardigans.
Come.
The big C.
Every day.
Controllers. I'm looking around the room.
Cats.
Computers. Cats.
So many cats.
A car. Yeah. Doesn't matter what car. It's a car.
Cucumbers.
Cucumbers are arrived.
Cancer.
Plenty of things. Colon cancer arrived at the door. Knock, knock. Shit. What? Come on. I was expecting
door.
A car.
Loads of catfish.
Just a huge catfish.
Just 12 catfishes.
12 catfish.
So it does come as a 12er. It just changes each day. Are we going to say that? That would be hilarious.
Mean, again, like the question is so spurious.
Yeah. What would you go for then, Trump?
I don't know.
He said X.
X is like X-ray machines and xylophones. What else is there?
It would make your day much
There's
more
There's probably
predictable.
A lot of things. We just
Chances
have to
like,
sit
oh, yeah. I'm not going to ask the door.
Come the fucking xylophones.
It's another fucking xylophone.
12 xylophones. Here we go again.
Oh, God.
Just
He's getting
the
good
garden.
At it. He's getting good at
xylophones. Xylophones. It's like a fucking graveyard.
Just stacks of
you know that,
hundreds of xylophones.
That room filled with clocks on hook. Yeah. Imagine that, but they're all mounted xylophones in his yeah. house where he just keeps getting xylophones and he's just like, well, I'm just going to embrace this and I can't sell enough, so I'm just going to mount them everywhere and every time he walks
you can
in
make
the corridor.
A house out of xylophones eventually.
You know the elephant graveyard from the original Lion King?
Yeah.
That, but with xylophones.
Of course, yeah.
That's a lot of land. I think you overestimate how big my house is.
Oh, I don't know. I'm in your garden right now.
Yeah, we're living on
You've
your
You've got
house.
A house of...
Well, we're certainly hooking up our power supply to your house.
Excuse yeah. me. Cheers.
That's why the lights
That's
flicking
why
out
it
again.
So much.
Trot just thought it was a rolling blackout, mandated rolling blackout. You know the power goes off happens. Between 8 and 8 every night. 8 and 8!
Every time eight. We stream, no. when you guys boot up your computers and play games.
The entire evening is wiped out.
Trot's got to cook dinner, everything, get into bed before the lights go out at 8, and then they come back on Quick. At 8.
Why is always
the gas burners on?
I do not get to do anything with my evenings. It's just 8. Cool.
Yeah, that question hard, tricky.
Any funny news to finish off?
There's some funny news.
Still got 10
yeah,
minutes,
there's something that was sent in to us. I didn't get the name of who sent it in, but a few people sent this in. So this says Winter Olympics: Finnish cross country skier suffers frozen penis in 50-kilometer race.
I heard about this.
You hear about this?
Yeah.
A frozen penis.
Now, I don't know whether... Let's see. I don't think it did extreme damage. I don't know if it's done permanent damage, but his name's Remy Lindholm, and he needed like a heat pack after finishing 28th, which I can't imagine is a good one to
like
go
worth
for.
It.
He had to get 28th, and he got a frozen
penis. It's like you're getting kicked in the balls for coming last. essentially. I don't know how many people actually took part, but it says the men's 50-kilometer mass start skiing race at the Beijing Games was shortened to 30 kilometers, but that did little to help Finland's Remy Lindholm, who needed a heat pack at the end of the race to thaw out a particularly sensitive body part. Lindholm spent just under an hour and 16 minutes traversing the course in howling, freezing winds, leading to his penis becoming frozen for the second time in a cross-country skiing race following a similar incident in Ruka, Finland last year. So he just has a... You'd think after the first time, you'd be like, oh, you know what, I'm going to put a little sock on this bad boy.
Make sure
a little
heat pack in
there. I might go for Summer Olympics.
Yeah, you might do, yeah.
Switch up the seasons.
Yeah, he's a professional at skiing. He's like, oh, I'll save it for the summer. So yeah, his penis froze. I mean, how bad could it freeze if it's happened before? Though it must just be like a light tissue freezing. I mean, how, like, surely that does a lot of permanent damage.
Yeah, well,
I guess.
There's not much more. It doesn't explain much more about the technical side of what happened to it. Well, it hasn't even said that it's frostbite. It just said it froze a little. Yeah, it was a little bit of frostbite. A little bit of frostbite.
Like, yeah, really? Frostbite like destroys the tissue normally. Like it's pretty unrecoverable.
Is there any coming back from that?
I mean, it depends on how damaged it is, but usually, yeah. Like, frostbite is necrotic flesh, so it needs to be removed. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I just, there's a lot of details that I'd like to know as to how this happened for a second time.
Why doesn't it cover everything?
Maybe they're a fucking idiot. Have we entertained the idea they might...
My penis is frozen.
Off-piece problem. My dick almost fell off again. You know, like, a lot of the time, people who have to devote all of their lives to a sport don't tend to be the brightest in the cutlery drawer.
Right.
I mean, so you're saying all Olympians are dumb?
No. I said don't tend to be.
Well, that's a wild accusation.
Is, but, you know,
you're saying that about the two Olympians that were in our Yog Sports Day event.
Well, they're not true. Mathematicians, are they, Trot?
No. Neither are we.
No, we're not. We're fucking YouTubers. We don't tend to be that smart either.
But speak for
yourself.
I'm reading up more stories, and there's no real details on how it happened. But there is an article here listing various other genital injuries during sports. Like a guy who requires stitches in his
underwear.
Penis.
Like heat packs or something.
Mm. Yeah.
Jesus. 20 kilometers skiing is also long way.
Again, all I know is if I'd already accidentally almost frozen my dick off, I wouldn't be dumb enough to let it happen again. I'd be like, yeah, get the hand warmers down there.
Maybe he's
get
got a really thin penis.
Yeah, but thermals. You can prepare for this shit, all right? Like, weather is just about preparedness. Like, and if you can afford all the kit to go with it, and I'm sure if they're an Olympian, they must be, right? They must be minted. All those gold medals. Oh, price of gold at the moment.
Melt those
down.
You can
buy half a bloody
kit. Sword.
Following a collision with his goalkeeper.
Well, he came 28th, so unlikely.
Yeah, came 28th. I don't think he's doing too great, but maybe he's got extremely thin penis. But yeah, there's a list here on this website of various injuries. A guy split his penis open, had needed stitches. He collided with a goalkeeper in a football game. He was accidentally kneed in the groin as they both attempted to deal with a cross. So there you go. That's quite a bad one. There's a guy with a ruptured testicle in rugby.
Oh, come on. There's nothing's going to beat the time that guy in a rugby game had his testicle caught in the ball socket of his hip.
That was in an early hatchet as well, wasn't it?
Yeah. Nothing is going to beat that. I think it's difficult for me to think about that.
Yeah, but I forget how that...
It dislocated, and then his bollocks slipped into the cup of the
hip. We don't need detail.
And then, it was held in place by the relocated limb. And so in order to take the bollock out of the socket, they then had to dislocate at the hip his entire leg again to get those little nuggets out.
Was it just one ball, I think? Wasn't it?
Was it both? It's just the one bollock, yeah. Nothing too bad.
Just the one ball, mate. You can be absolutely fine on just one ball.
Which ball, though? Because one produces males and one produces females.
Oh, God. I don't know. I didn't find out. I don't think it really specified. Just said, I think he got his ball back.
No.
Can I have my ball back? Yeah, he's got to dislocate something first.
Mister.
A baseball player with a testicular contusion.
Contusion?
Contusion.
That's a fun word to say.
Guy had to get his testicle removed.
What are you reading here? Just horrible injuries list.
These are, yeah, it's basically just like it followed on from that penis story, and it's just like, hey, here's a load of other funny penis testicle stories. Oh, okay. Well, this guy had his testicle removed, testicle ruptured by a knee in a cage fight.
Well, speaking of penis injuries, yeah. There's one person here that's taking unusual steps to protect theirs.
Nice.
Rapper Joey Badass explains why he doesn't like to ejaculate during sex. Rapper Joey Badass has explained how he rarely likes to ejaculate because he's worried about losing a piece of himself. The star made the Not Safe for Work revelation on a podcast. Topic of sex and sexual appetites came up, and Joey leapt right into how he treats the climax of the act. He said, "I'd rather not bust a nut, period, because I'd rather preserve my life force. When a man ejaculates, there's a lot of things that leave your body. There's blood cells, there's testosterone, energy. You get depleted. What? They say it's like
there
an equivalent
be blood
to
cells.
Running 20 miles when you bust a nut.
20 miles?
You wish.
If only.
Where's he getting this info from?
I'd be an athlete.
Knows. Yeah, is this guy an athlete?
You're looking very athletic. Yeah, I just bust a nut. He did 20 miles.
He's the other kind of commonly stupid. The musician.
Right, of course.
So, yeah, I mean, I've been doing this for like 2 years. I just hold it, he said. The thing is, once you don't realize that big ejaculation, you're going to come a lot of times. You have like multiple orgasms.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's just like become like feather sensitive. Is that what you're saying?
That's weird.
Wait. Well, how does that make sense? So the thing is, once you don't release that big ejaculation, you kind of come a lot of times, like multiple orgasms. But surely he's like, surely that is the release if you're...
This dude has
my life force.
Give it back! Give it back! I put it back in! Put it back down the hole!
So
I think you might have had a bad science teacher.
Mm.
Do you think so? There is certainly an education situation here that's not quite been explained.
Or he's on a weird part of social media where he's like learning some spurious facts about like life force exits when you ejaculate, so stop masturbating.
Yeah, and we've explained before that there are articles explaining that how many times was it a month? 20 times?
21
What did we
times
say that was
a month?
21 times
was apparently
a month.
The ideal, but this is based on what exactly?
That was some
peak performance.
But now, there's a lot of evidence to suggest that should be. That should be done, as in because it apparently can help reduce the likelihood of prostate cancer and things like that. So
dusts off the cobwebs.
And
has
so
anyone with the ability to ejaculate sperm not done it their entire lives? Has that ever happened?
Yeah.
Unless it's like medically impossible.
A doctor, Rahan, addressed this saying you are a sperm recycling factory. Any sperm that reaches their sell-by date and aren't used get broken up and reabsorbed by your body. This is especially important for men that have had vasectomies because they still produce sperm. And if your body didn't reabsorb them, your dingleberries would swell up.
Now, so you need the sperm. Wait. So it is a life force and it does go into your body and provide you nutrients.
How true is the swelling thing?
Huh? No, that's he's saying if it didn't happen, if sperm wasn't reabsorbed, then
no,
it would just swell.
What I was
going to
say is, has anyone done it in history, and is that the reason we age, is because we're constantly ejaculating our life force from getting older?
That comes from the same school of thinking of maybe eating people does make you super strong.
Maybe I do take on their life force.
We've all seen Highlander, right?
Yeah, like that's the same kind of thinking where it's like, we presume that we need to breathe. Has anyone just tried stopping?
Don't breathe. Try it at home. Joey Badass is also judging a lot of people for masturbating. He says, "I don't masturbate. I think that's weird."
Yeah,
not for a woman. I think I believe women are more are the more sexual being. I feel like as a man, you should be in control. You should have self control. If you're at home masturbating, it's like, what are you doing?
Weird. You've got
not the most credible person.
A load of backwards views there.
Yeah. Just a lot of issues wrapped up in opinion.
A lot
I think.
Of problems.
Yeah. Maybe he just needs to knock one out and chill out a bit.
Yeah.
Do you think?
I don't think celibacy is working for him.
Maybe not. Maybe he needs to... Yeah. God.
He's going insane. He's got too much life force.
Not too much life force. Yeah, he's stronger than the rest of us.
He needs to let some of it out. Oh, well, there you go. That's an interesting one. Thank you for that.
There's one final one here, which is Tesla driver stuck in London traffic jam caught watching porn on console screen. You know how big those screens are.
Why didn't he use like VR like a normal person?
VR, what, whilst he's driving?
Yeah. Whack on. Stuck in traffic jam, get the VR porn out, and then just
get
like,
the Quest 2
completely conceal all external vision and get your VR porn in. But yeah, man was surprised to see a driver in front of him watching porn on a large console screen in the front of his car. Dan Kitchener was stuck in a stop and start traffic jam in Addington, South London, during rush hour. And it just goes on to explain how much the car costs. Pointless stuff. They're really trying to fill out the article when it basically is just he got caught watching. Was he wanking? I don't think it says he was wanking. No, he was just enjoying some pornography on his large screen whilst driving in traffic.
Just do it for the narrative.
I don't think that's as weird as when we went to America and people were reading like books and like properly like just not paying attention to the road at all in a car that doesn't control itself. Like that, I feel, is more dangerous. I mean, this guy, at least he's got a vehicle that can literally drive him to the correct places, or at least slowly through traffic, whilst he's enjoying his pornography. I don't know. I don't think we should judge the guy. Maybe Joey Badass will judge the guy.
Maybe. I mean, as long as he's stationary. And not causing danger to anyone else, then I agree, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever. But
we know people who watch feature-length films on their phone whilst driving, so... We've heard stories about that before. It's like, wait, well, you watched a film on the way here.
Yeah.
How did you do that? Yeah, no, I just whacked it on. It's like, but how can you pay attention to, but like, fully? Come on. Yeah.
Well, it's illegal now, isn't it?
Yeah, you can't really touch your phone.
I mean, when I listen to audiobooks sometimes, I'm really like so focused on the audiobook that sometimes I do feel like I actually probably do have diminished like attention. Like, have you ever had that? Yeah. Like, I do. Yeah. I think that there's different levels of diminished attention, because obviously you could reach down to move something that's fallen off your dash whilst driving, or, you know, hell, even checking your speed or whether your lights are dipped, you are removing attention from, you know, what's going on outside.
Absolutely.
So like it is a tough line to draw, I think. I don't think people can be 100% focused all the time either way. So it's like, well, you know, where do we draw the line? Hopefully, yeah, cars will get more and more intelligent and become more and more safe, I suppose, is the only thing. But
yeah, safe, so we can all watch porn on our cars, guys.
Let's just hope no Olympians start driving them. Am I right?
Yeah,
because dummies. Brain cell between them, weren't they?
Is there three of you in
there? They've got frostbite on their brain.
You each work at a pedal with your super toned legs.
Oh, I'm really healthy. I'm really good at a single sport.
Fuck off, frozen dick man.
Look, you've had to suffer a frozen dick twice, guys.
Yeah, the poor guy. Right? Leave off. Anyway, that's about all we have for today's Hat Chat. We hope you've enjoyed our eclectic mix of discussion, enthusiasm for hypothetical questions, and also some crazy news about genitals. And no doubt we'll be here next week covering similar topics. So thank you all to our patrons for supporting us every week. patreon.com/hatfilms. And if you would like to send us a fingle, that is the music that starts and ends our podcast, please send it to hatchat@hat-films.com. We need them. The longer they are at the end, the more likely the patrons get to actually read their own names. So that would be appreciated. Thank you. And we'll see you all next week. Take it away, Dan Pellucci Cope. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Ross, Chris, Charlie, Alex, Smith, Monster Cox, and Epic Riffs. They got a feast on your dick. Here comes Salad's everything shit. Play some Minecraft with Sips. Filthy ass.